Welcome to an inspirational message by Pastor Harold Weiss, Senior Pastor at Little Falls Christian Center.
Well, doesn't the Word say that the entrance of your Word brings light, revelation, understanding? And the Word is Christ. And Christ is the light of the world. And the light was the life of man. He was the true light that came into this world. And therefore, let us live in this true light. For if we walk in the light as you are the light of the world, we have what we so desire always, fellowship with you. And the blood of Jesus cleanses us from all sin. Thank you for the power of your word. In Jesus' name, all God's people said, amen. Amen. Well, good morning again, everybody. It's good to be here. We've gone through the Daniel fast, had a lot of testimonies of people that have said a lot of things that happened to them. And some people since the Daniel fast have actually, on Friday night, joined the church. We welcome the new church members. We had a new members or partners, what we call new partners evening on Friday night. And it was good to see people that had an encounter with God in the Daniel fast were here. And they just were touched by God in an amazing way. And some of these people, really miraculous things happened to them. And they testified of those things during the services at Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday night. And now they're members of the church. So to say this to you, then, it is good to do the Daniel fast. And you go through the fast. Many things go through you. You pray. You seek certain things. It's the beginning of a new year. And you're fasting with purpose and determination. Next year will be the 20th one, the 30th one. And that has got huge implication on everybody's future. So that one will be taken more serious than any other Daniel fast before. Well, so to speak, there came upon me in the last year, there came upon me this, I've got no other way of expressing it, a divine discontentment. It had to be a divine discontentment. As I moved around, it's like Gideon that said, where are the miracles that our fathers have spoken of, the people that came out of Egypt? What's happened? There's a lot of talking going on. And today in the modern world, you can switch on digitally or television and you can watch thousands of preachers in any language, everywhere, on the internet, off the internet, television, whatever, or go to church, just more sermons. And yet, there is a stark absence of the power of God. And one of the things of 2019 is fruitfulness and multiplication. And in that fruitfulness is the ninefold fruit of the Spirit, the ninefold gift of the Spirit. It's incorporated. So the restoration of that, we saw the power of God immediately manifest. And tonight, it will go on along those lines. Because I am determined in my heart to see God by His grace, by His mercy, if He would hear us as we beseech Him, intensely pray and ask Him, even beg of Him, to restore the glory of His presence in the church. We ended the Wednesday night of the Daniel fast with a massive manifestation here, which I wish that everybody in the country would see. You actually, if you're not right, you have a fright or a skirk, a fright in a new blood group. You move to another blood group. You know, people always laugh when I say, you skirk yourself in a new blood group. But do you know you do that? Do you know that when you have a confrontation with Christ, it's no longer your blood, but it's the blood of Christ? So you go into another blood group. And people in this Holy Spirit Fire Conference did just that. These are the words that troubled me greatly. My speech, 1 Corinthians 2:4, I just read it for you. Don't have to turn there. And my speech and my preaching were not with the persuasive words of human wisdom, but in a demonstration of the Holy Spirit and of power, that your faith should not be in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. So that being said, that almost just was repetitious in my heart. And then the words that go on in 1 Thessalonians 1:5, for our gospel didn't come to you in word only, but also in power and in the Holy Spirit and with much assurance, as you know what kind of men we were among you for your sake. Power in the Holy Spirit, much assurance. Not persuasive words of human wisdom. Demonstration of the Spirit and power. Which were upon me in the latter half of the year gone by, and I could not shake it off. Every time I pray, it's there. It would just not let me go. And so we went into the Daniel fast. It became my theme. And I would switch on television and see one minister after another speak words. And some of them are very good. They silver spoon-tongued. But I never see any manifestation of the Holy Spirit on a grand scale. And then I, in cases, have seen miracles take place, but I've also looked at the background of such people. And that shocked me in many cases. Believe you me, it did shock me. When I saw and found out what, you see, the gifts and the callings of God are without repentance. God, if he's given a gift to work in your life, he doesn't take it back. And there's power in the word, and there's power in the name of Jesus, and God loves his people. But it's like somebody once spoke about a man of God, says he's just flat. It's like flat coke. It's just like he's flat. And you see much of that on television. You can dress up. You know, you can look very with it. You can wear thin pants. They do it these days. You can have long hair on your shoulders. You can have a nice suit on with a pocket chief here. You can dress up like a Christmas tree for all that matters. But the power of God's still not there. You can even have a silver spoon tongue. The power of God's still not there. This has plagued me. And so in this week, I had a meeting with God twice. And the words that we're focusing on now are words that kept on. I was preaching them in the night in a dream. And I preached it and I elaborated and preached it and focused on things and preached it. And it went on and on and on. Therefore, the sermon is based exactly on what I dreamt. Because I starkly awoke from that sleep and realized that it was time. It was 4 o'clock in the morning. I had to go and pray. And I went to pray. Then from there, it was this. I noticed a second thing. And that is that somehow or another, God had, to use a modern term, tweaked my spirit. There's some changes in my heart the Holy Spirit made. And things that I valued, things that I prioritized, things that's part of me as a person, my life, just lost every attraction to me not to do this, that, the other, not to spend time on whatever, but to spend time with God and to prioritize and really dig into the word of faith. Because it's all about, listen to my words, and then I'll say it second time. I'll say it the wrong way, the shocking way, and then the right way. And that maybe I should read you from the scripture. And I'm going to read two verses from the scripture. But first, there is faith that fails. That just doesn't work. People pray, but it's not coming to pass. People believe, follow formulas, but it's not happening. And it was really bothering me because I felt to spend time and empower the people of God this year. So this is the introduction to what I'm about to share with you, coming from a dream in the night. The Bible is clear in 2 Corinthians 5:7 that we walk by faith, not by sight. Literally, that's the way that we move around. We walk by faith. Romans 1:17 says, as it is written, the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith. There is a kind of faith, but then there is the one that works. As it's written, the just shall live by faith. That speaks of literally living a life by faith. And so, looking at the Greek words here, the just shall live by faith, I realize that the life that you and I are supposed to be living in the kingdom of God, we're to walk by faith and we're to live by faith. Now, changes has happened within my being. And I realize that it's like everything else loses value, and then what God is saying just drives you. It's just propelling you forward. So the just shall live by faith. Now let me take you to the words of the dream. You may turn to that in 2 Peter 1:2. If you have the sword of the Spirit, you should never go nowhere without the sword of the Spirit, the Word of God. Should go with you to work. And if it's too heavy and you have a big Bible, then get a small Bible. But have the sword of the Spirit with you everywhere. That's one thing you just don't go without. If it's in a handbag, then just a small one fits in the handbag. You can read or whatever, but always have the Word of God with you. Because the Word is life, and the life is the light of man. And so, I'm reminded of many things, and I'm going to get you into some revelations which I could not get on my own, but I had to really think about it and really take it slow. So I'm going to do something, and I'm going to read 2 Peter 1 verse 2. Here's the word of the dream. Grace and peace be multiplied to you. There we are in the year of fruitfulness and multiplication. And what will happen in this year to you? I'm taking this slow, but I got stuff to share that'll cause quite a shaking. And tonight, I'm going to spend quite a lot of time on praying for people for a miracle. I am now out to flow in this current, you'll find out. Be multiplied to you, how? In the knowledge of God. The root word, this epignosis, it's the root word is gnosis, which is knowledge. Intimate acquaintance with, understanding of, having an insight into the Word of God. Then grace is and peace is multiplied to you. How do I have grace over my life? How do I have peace over my life? It comes through knowledge of the Word. Therefore, I these days prefer not even to talk about discipleship training center. I prefer to talk about the Bible school. Straight just Bible school. Because the whole deal is about, look at me for a moment, grace and peace is multiplied to you through the knowledge. The knowledge, as it says here, of God. And there is no way faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word, Romans 10:17. There's no way to get your faith right. Before I move on, you'll see behind me faith. And behind it you see a Roman soldier. Very beautiful graphic here behind me. And Paul based the armor of God upon the Roman soldiers. And therefore, I've decided to get as close as possible to that, look at their armor, and there's the shield of faith, sword of the spirit, and so on and so forth. So tonight, in the nighttime, I want to focus on the spiritual warfare kind of faith. In the mornings, I will continue to build up over the next, because time will catch us, there's no question about it. I continue to focus on this. So knowledge multiplies grace and peace to you. Knowledge of what? God. Not knowledge of the university or the school or anywhere else. Knowledge of God. A Bible school produces disciples. It's the word of God. When people take it in, they become fruitful and they multiply. Not only in their lives, they become very blessed. They become doers of the word, and grace and peace. Peace is the word shalom, complete peace and rest in the absence of war, dispute, and aggravation. The knowledge of God, our Lord, as His divine power, which means in this case, the word Greek word's called dunamis, which is His dynamic ability, have given to us all life and godliness, because things that pertain to are added in by the translators. Given to us all life and godliness. The all, the just shall live by faith, I tell you. All, in brackets, things that pertain to, close brackets, life, all life and godliness. His miraculous ability can change your life like that. It happened to me this week. How does it come? Through the knowledge of Him. All things that pertain to life and godliness, all life. And now we get to the interesting word godliness. Now, there are many, many interpretations of this, but I like mostly what one dictionary says. It means godliness, among other yusabeb, among other things, means to live a well-devoted life, which is expected of us. Remember the SMS I sent you yesterday, consistent, persistent, faithful, loyal, which a lot of people are just not loyal. They're faithful, like Judas, they walk with Jesus, but they're disloyal, they stick him in the back. And Judas was responsible for the crucifixion. He sold out the master. So loyalty to me is an extreme value in Christianity. Loyalty. Extreme value. But it, Yusebaya could also mean, for example, to be well devoted. But here it comes. Life and godliness. That godliness there means, now catch us or write it or something, living a life of conformity with God's will. Living a holy life, living a godly life, but, says the dictionaries, in conformity with God's will. So I'm either a conformer or I am a non-conformer. But again, how does it come? Through the knowledge of Him. Grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and Jesus Christ our Lord. All things that pertain to life and godliness, again, through the knowledge of Him who called us by glory, which means honor, radiance of honor, respect, elevation, Christ the Lord, and virtue. That is moral excellence. Every word is important to me here, because it took me a night of dreaming this thing, and I'm not going to let it go. If God gives it that way, I'm just not going to let it go easy. He called us by glory and virtue. That means moral excellence. Let me stop there and let me say something to you. All of these perverted lives that people are living around the planet, in whatsoever way, in whatsoever form, is profanity, is profane. The word profane means, emits a stench that can be smelt in heaven. And you have to decide with what and with whom you are going to conform. Now for this I live and for this I will die, but I will never change. This word says it all. He called us by glory. Literally, honor, dignity, majesty, glorious manifestation, glorious radiance. That's what the word doxa in Greek means. And moral excellence. And through these, we have been given exceedingly great and precious promises. Now the promises are written here. And I want to talk to you. It's on the menu. If it doesn't happen this morning, it'll happen. About the sound of silence when you listen to God. I will explain to you the sound of silence. He called us. Call means kaleo, which is a Greek word which means to pull you out of a dark place into the light. When you're born in this world, in the world, through natural birth, you are grouped among the seed of the serpent. But when you are reborn, you are grouped as the seed of Abraham, as the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. That is the true seed. That is what we aspire to. That's what we have to live our lives to. So moral excellence is to me not negotiable, by which have been given to us exceedingly great and precious promises. In other words, what God says, I have promised you that I will do. That through these, through what? Through these promises, you may be partakers of the divine nature. It is the Word of God containing these promises that enable me to become a partaker of the divine nature, to become a partaker of the divine nature. See? How? By taking this in. You know what? I'm kind of at a place, one of the things happened to me, I was shut down of just reading any book. It's a thing I prayed a lot about in my early years of when I came to the Lord and I changed blood group. I came into the kingdom and the blood of Jesus became the hallmark of my life. My blood, flesh and blood, can't go into the kingdom of God, but the blood of Jesus can. And His blood has touched us. Can you say amen? So we changed blood group. And if I look at this, the knowledge of God and Jesus Christ our Savior causes grace and peace to be multiplied to my life. It's what I want. All of you want peace. All of you want grace. Particularly if you pray, and maybe you're a weak or a very young Christian, or you haven't got the knowledge, but you just want to trust the Lord, which is the Hebrew word for faith. You just want to trust God that something is going to come through for you. A lot of people are going through a lot of struggles, but let me take you on this journey, because with this, I don't play games, because this means life for you this year, for sure. Okay, then, He's given us great and precious promises that through these, we may be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. The word lust takes on many forms. There's a lust for power. There's a lust for control. There's a lust for money. There's sexual lust. There's a lust of addiction. Lust is actually a myriad of things that's incorporated in that single word. But the word corruption is what is being escaped. Lust drives people to steal R1 billion out of the economy. Are you listening to what I'm saying? Lust drives people to kill people. Lust drives people to become super aggressive and murder. They're driven, they are promulgators, they are promoters of violence, lust, all the time, anarchy, lust. It's lust there. It's a type of lust. But it says we have escaped the corruption that is in the world. Now, there is a Greek word for it, but I want to take you to the Hebrew word. The Hebrew word for corruption says simply Belial or Belial, which means the devil. Which is the devil. The word corruption and Satan is one word really in the Hebrew. How will you say, there's corruption in all the nations of the world. Why is there corruption in all the nations of the world? All over the world, there is darkness. People are still in the wrong blood group, are governing the nations, and they hear not God. They've never understood the sound of silence, oh dear Lord. They've never understood it. They never understood it. And they really, like I was saying Friday night, we were talking, and I was saying, you know, it's like they do not know what it's all about. Somebody actually said that, and I repeat it. They just don't know what it's all about. Because had they turned to God, and the blood of Jesus changed them, and they then governed with the mind of Christ, the whole world would be a different place. It's going to take Messiah to come and take command of this world system. And he's coming. Corruption is Belial. It means the devil. What does the devil use? Lust. Lust of this, that, the other. It is an addiction to things, stuff. I've seen people that go for stuff this week, more than I. They'll do anything for, I call it just stuff. Things of the world. Just, you cannot believe what people get up to because of stuff. Stuff that they value out there. That stuff has zero life. But grace and peace is multiplied to us through the knowledge of God and of Jesus Christ our Lord. Now again, very prominent in the dream in the middle of the night. Took a whole night, this one. But also for this very reason, giving all diligence. That means there's another similar Greek word. This is podē, but there's another Greek word called telos, which is zeal, which means to be fervent, to be fiery. It means the same thing. To be zealous in strong pursuit, to exert yourself. It's like an athlete that goes training and he disciplines himself, giving all diligence. Add to your faith. Dear friends, the word add was emphasized in the dream in the night. I'll never forget. It's funny. It's very funny, but what happened to me made me think of a song a long way back, 1968, by Simon and Garfunkel, The Sounds of Silence. I've come to talk with you again, for the vision softly crept in to my mind while I was sleeping, and the vision of my mind would not depart. The vision cannot depart because it becomes part of your system. A vision is a thing that there's just no way of forgetting. Giving all diligence, add to your faith. Dear friends, the word add is the key emphasis of what follows. Add to your faith. That means we put this word faith on the back screen. That means to make your faith really work for you in 2019, you've got to add the following things. Now, I've already said a mouthful, but I'm telling you right now, God is saying through the Holy Spirit, through the Word, He says, take this principle concept of faith, your faith, saving faith, walk by faith, faith the fruit of the Spirit. It's the same word, it's called pistis in Greek. But add to it certain things, because then it's going to be fireworks faith. So now you know where I'm going. But you know not all of what I'm going to share. Add to your faith. Now let me read this one shot and then I'll come back. Giving all diligence with zeal, with effort, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, to knowledge self-control, to self-control perseverance, to perseverance godliness, to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness love. Now watch, for if these things are yours and abound, that means to increase. It's a fundamental meaning of that. There's more to it, but for now, let's stay on fruitfulness and increase. You will neither be barren, infertile, fertility in all regions of life, not just in terms of childbirth, but barren means a barren Christian is a Christian unable to bear fruit. It's like the fig tree that Jesus came to. There's no fruit on the tree. That yours, for if these things are yours and abound, you will neither be barren nor unfruitful. Same thing. In the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ, there is fruitfulness, non-barrenness, but fruitfulness that comes to you through this knowledge I'm busy talking about. For he, watch this, who lacks these things. Now, you could have faith, but you're not adding to your faith. You could walk around and say, oh, I confess the word, but you're not adding to your faith. For if he who lacks these things is short-sighted, even to blindness. Oh, well, I got faith. Even to blindness, and has forgotten that he was cleansed from his old sins. He who lacks these things is short-sighted. Doesn't see far ahead, doesn't see ahead at all. Can't discern. So I have faith, and there are things I have to add to. Wish I had 4 hours for the session, not one, not the short period. The first thing that you've got to add to faith is moral excellence. Here we're back again. Moral excellence. Your morality is cardinal to make your faith work. Can you believe that I dreamt these things? I still shake my head, but I can't shake it off. And I went over it, and I saw myself preaching this. Virtue means moral excellence. Now listen, there's morality and there's immorality. Immorality. Tonight, I want to focus on something from another angle, not this, because I'll keep this to the mornings, but I want to focus in from another angle where Paul the Apostle is saying, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, powers, rulers of the darkness of this world, take up the full armor of God, and against the spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenlies. Right? That's what Paul says. So what is he saying? Arkas, exousia, pneumatika, ponerias, and then he goes on with the, no, can I copy Greeks, come here, where's the Greek now? Pneumatika, ponerias. Yeah, okay, let's leave the Greek now because that escapes me. And the rulers of the darkness of this, oh, kosmokratopas. Say the English, you have the Greek. Thank you, Lord, you've given me memory. The rulers of the world rulers of the darkness of this age, this dispensation that we're living in. So, I want to focus, you have arkas, exousias, and then you got, watch the word, the spirits of the darkness of this world. The spirits of the darkness of what? This world. Pneumatika, ponerias, from which comes the word pornos, perversion, pornography. It's all built in sexual immorality. It's all built into that. So what do the rulers of the darkness of this world do? They instill lust. And lust, as I've said before, is multifaceted. And morality means I can't just live with a woman in sin and not marry her if she's good enough to sleep with. Then she's good enough to get married to, because it's abusive. It is fornication, and God won't hear your prayers. Give the Lord a praise offering right now. You know what brought Samson to a fall? Morality. I think of Judges 16 verse 1 where he says, then Samson went down to the city of Gaza, found a prostitute and went into her. Just like that. That was the story of Samson. And then it was Delilah. And all of that, it's all immorality. Are there not one woman that's good enough in amongst your brethren? His parents asked in the nation of Israel. You have a special anointing, you have a special call. What are you doing by wanting to marry the Philistines? What are you doing? Where are you at? He ignored that. It cost him his life and it cost him his eyes. These things were not abounding in his life. Add to your faith, virtue, moral excellence. Decide for once what is morality and what's immorality. And listen to me now. Charles Spurgeon said, cherish the thought of indulging in the lower carnal nature if you wish to be in the presence of the living God. Perish the thought. And to that moral excellence, add more knowledge. To your knowledge, which we've covered as we started, self-control. Now, self-control is exactly as it is translated, so it means in the Greek as well. Self-control, behaving yourself, controlling yourself. I keep my body and I bring it into subjection, lest I preach to others and I myself might be found to be a castaway. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. The fear of the Lord is to depart from evil. Because I am in the process of adding to my faith these things. Then to that self-control, there is something that is desperately absent with a lot of people and with their faith. They have faith, and if they don't get an answer, they resort to a worldly solution. It's just like it is. But I'd rather go with the God solution. I said I'd rather go with the God solution. I don't need the world to counsel me. You know, I studied psychology and I graduated psychology. And if I now think about it, self-control, to that self-control, perseverance, staying power, not dropping out. Or you speak to the Bible school students saying to them, don't be a dropout. When you start believing, believe until your breakthrough is upon you. That's right. Give the Lord a praise. I think somebody just got that. Forget about instant miracles. When you pray for your life, when you pray for things for you to happen, what's this that there's no endurance in the faith? What's this giving up on this situation and that situation, this financial thing, that financial thing? I'm never going to get a better job than the one I've got. I've just lost my job. Never going to get a better job. Blah, 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 blah. And that is like the blah from Babel. That is Babel from Babylon. Just blah, blah, and blah. No power in your life. Speak the word of faith into your life so your life would become filled with light. If the light within you shines bright, you will see this world in a different perspective. You'll stop wasting time reading the book of Joe Soap and John Doe, what they now had to say. And there's no power in their lives. Perseverance. And then to that perseverance, you come back to what I said, godliness. Living a pure, holy, godly life in conformity with God's will. How can I live in conformity with God's will if I'm busy with, even if it is Encyclopedia Britannica or some other book or another book? And I spend all my time on that. Now, I'm just sitting with all these books. Now, they're books that you read because of your job, but they're books that are completely useless and time-wasting. I mean, why read stuff that means nothing? When I was a child, I used to read fictional things. For hours, I would read one book after another, just went through the books like that as a child. And I can remember even the stories of what I read. But it meant it gave me zero life. But if you want your faith to work, you've got to add some stuff. I'm not getting to the sounds of silence. And to brotherly godliness, and to godliness, brotherly kindness. That's from the word Philadelphia, which is the Greek word of the church, the name of the Church of Philadelphia, the Church of Brotherly Love, where people love one another, where they discover we all now in the same blood group. We are now the seed of Abraham. Here is the family of God gathered together under the house and the roof of the Lord. And we need to be kind to one another with no compromise, kindness in every direction to all people that you meet on the street, for all people have been created in the image and the likeness of God. Therefore, as Christ loved all people, so should we love all people. That's the problem with society. They promote hatred. To brotherly kindness, add love, agape. And you know what? I'm closing now because time is catching me. I just don't like when time catches me. I don't know if I like that. But the word is agape. Lust is meeting your personal needs at the expense of someone else or other people. Lust in finances. Many politicians, first thing they think about is the perks of what they get out of it. But love is sacrificial. It's giving your all. Christ so loved the world that he gave himself, and the Father gave his Son. God is love. 1 John 4:8, 1 John 4:16. So if I take my faith and I go through a night of preaching what I've just given you, then I think in my heart that God is giving me, look at my hand, a key to unlock things that people struggle with when they pray and their faith is not right. It's wrong faith, or it's faith that's disempowered, or it's just not right. But if you want to become stronger in what you're believing for, you got to look at those words and look at them carefully. Now, I've taken them from the divine perspective, from the Greek, the Hebrew, and I do compare because there's much to be said even from the Hebrew side. And so, when we get to this, we begin to listen to the Word of God. Now, there's tons more. In fact, I've got several pages of information here that my time's up. And a little frustrating to me. But tonight, I want to focus on the pneumatica panerias, the world rulers of the darkness that bring in the porno, which is the perversion. I want to focus on them, and maybe we see a couple of sparks flying in the process. Could be a dangerous place for the devil here tonight. Can you say amen? Well, let's give the Lord a praise offering. Amen. You know, amazing, amazing grace. Grace and peace is multiplied to you. Oh, Pastor Harold, now I know why I so desperately need a Bible school. Now, don't get so quiet on me. Give the Lord another praise offering. Amen. Now I know. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you now and forevermore. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord lift up his countenance over you, be gracious to you, and grant you eternal salvation. In the name of God the Father, God the Almighty Son, and God the Holy Spirit. And all God's people said, amen. Amen.
For more teachings like this and other material, please visit our website at www.littlefallsonline.com.